You're listening to Central Illinois Business. Good morning. Alex Ruggieri here. Glad you're with us. We have got a wonderful show lined up. We are starting out right now with an interview with a very special individual, Logan Walker, who is a student here at the University of Illinois. And here to support him, a couple of chapter members from CCIM. And you're going to learn all about that today. So welcome, Logan. And I want to welcome also Ken Robrix and Shane Allen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. The reason Logan's here today is because he is the scholarship winner presented every year by the CCIM chapter from Chicago. And we have our own board member here, who is Shane Allen. And, of course, Ken, you are the president of the Chicago chapter, and both of you active in the real estate industry. Maybe, Ken, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and your background?
Sure. My name is Ken Robrex. I'm with a company called ReCommercial, which I founded and started in 2017. My background is in retail. I've been in the commercial real estate industry for about 11 years, always focused on the retail side of the industry, done everything from leasing to investment sale to working with developers. The newest venture that I have now focuses really on finding single user sites in the retail space throughout the Chicagoland and the state of Illinois. So that's the core focus as of right now.
Fantastic. And Shane, you are currently the Vice President of Finance and Accounting at Regency, which is a wonderful company, local company, that has really a national reach, but quite a portfolio of multifamily housing. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, sure. Started at Regency actually in September after really a 10-year stint in commercial banking. I worked as a commercial real estate lender for Busey Bank. Learned a lot there. It gave me a lot of great opportunities, but really through the CCIM courses and the network that I, had through that group, I really realized that I wanted to be on the owner-developer side of things. And so in September was, the CEO of Regency reached out to me, said they have a position opening over there, and it just seemed like the perfect fit and great company, great culture. Like I said, been there 6 months now. We're a growing company. We've got 3,600 units, three apartment complexes here in town, a couple in Indiana, one in East Lansing, one in Rochester, Minnesota. So a very exciting company, great culture, been around for years, and really excited to be a part of the company.
Yeah, it is an awesome company, wonderful people. The thing about you that I find really intriguing and I thought was wonderful, really, because everybody who listens to this show knows in my real life I'm a commercial real estate broker, and I was first introduced to you through your work at the bank. And we were talking last night to the Rho Epsilon group at the University of Illinois. One of the things I said to them, I told the story about the Purple Cow, mm-hmm. and Seth Godin's book Purple Cow, and how having CCIM as a designation would allow them to stand out from the crowd like a purple cow. Well, in a way, that's exactly why you were on my radar far and above just about any other of the young bankers that were coming on board into our community, is because you were the only one that I knew that, even though they were in banking, was taking CCIM classes. And I just thought that was amazing. And how long have you had your CCIM?
April, it'll mark 2 years.
Wow. So that's fantastic.
It's hard to believe.
Well, yeah. And I have an MBA from Illinois. And, I always tell people the CCIM is kind of like the MBA of commercial real estate. So it's one thing to have an MBA. It's another thing to have the CCIM. It's really, I didn't get a chance to tell the students that last night, but with all the education they're getting, adding the CCIM is really helping them to focus on the issues and the technology and really the language of commercial real estate. So Ken, can you explain what CCIM is, what it stands for, and what it's all about.
Sure. So CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member. And I think one of the things you were just explaining a little bit about the value of the CCIM, I think the real important part of CCIM is the educational side. So
right.
CCIM really starts out as the educational component. So in order to receive your designation and to receive the PIN, which is what everyone strives for that's pursuing the CCIM, you really have to get through a core curriculum of four courses that focus on financial analysis, investment analysis, user decision analysis, also somewhat of a marketing component towards it. And then also there will be additional courses that focus on ethics and negotiation. But really the four core courses are really just to help you understand the CRE discipline on a broader scale so that when you are ready to take that next step and deal with your clients, you have that knowledge base that really, you know, helps you kind of propel to that next level. I touched on this before last night we were making a presentation about, you know, I have this thought in my mind that always says, you know, luck favors the prepared. And I really believe that because I feel whenever you do anything that separates you from the pack, whether it's on an undergrad or a grad or an MBA or any type of level, and when you decide to pick your direction in life and your business career, you always want to find separators. And I think that's what CCIM is. You know, in the, you know, CCIM in the state of Illinois, I think we have 2,000 members. In the country, we have about 12,000 members. Of that, you know, we represent the chapter level here in Illinois. We have a good solid 260 to 280 members, give or take in a year. So we really try to, you know, build it on the educational side. And then, the, you know, what the chapter allows us to do is build it more on the networking side as well. So the PIN, you know, carries on with you. And you tend to negotiate, you tend to work with, and tend to have a professional relationship with other CCIMs because you've gone through that process. And you know that when you're dealing with a CCIM anywhere in the country, that they have a base level of understanding. And it speaks to the way you also address deals and present yourself for example, I'm a broker. What's unique about CCIM though, and Shane can touch on this, he was not a broker when he got a CCIM PIN. So the nice thing about CCIM is it allows for any profession, whether it's, you know, investment advisor, consulting, banking, appraisal, brokerage, development, you can all take advantage of the CCIM program.
Yeah, what is interesting to me, working as an active real estate broker, is people who are not brokers who have the CCIM designation, like we talked about, Shane. You find people like, if you're like, you know, McDonald's as an example, everybody understands McDonald's buys a lot of real estate,
right?
And they're really actually a real estate company, more than they are a hamburger company. And they have people that do nothing but acquisitions for them and do real estate. They're not brokers. They're employees of a major corporation. Many times when I'm working with people like that, they are certified commercial investment members. And to me, that says a lot about the CCIM network, because it's very important, I think, to brokers, but it's not just brokers. It's people from all aspects of the commercial real estate industry.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Logan, what was your I know you were the scholarship winner, and we're going to talk more about you and get your background and all that. But tell us just your perception of CCIM and why you applied for the scholarship.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. I would say my perception of CCIM has been really my dealings mostly with Mike Mallon, which was here last night as well. He was a professor that I had, and I really look up to Mike. A lot of things he does he really looks out for students and really helping their growth, but also just a professional in the industry. And I know that he is very involved with CCIM, and I think a lot of those same traits that he takes and applies in the business world, but also teaching us as students, I really look up to that.
So this was something that you, maybe I should look into this.
Yeah. And actually, this last summer, I was meeting with different people in Chicago. I was doing an internship in the city, and I met with different people, and people with the background, again, just having that kind of professional credential, I think really sets you apart.
Yeah, I think it does. Obviously, I'm prejudiced, and I love the networking. I love the tools. I love the education. All of the things that, that empower you in the business are offered through that program. And having the CCIM designation is one that says, hey, you know, I've had this. I can speak the language. We can communicate. And it's instant connection that way. One story I didn't tell because people were saying last night to the students, you know, why should you get the CCIM designation? Why would it be important to you? Well, from my perspective as a broker, the first thought that came to my mind, and several people shared really great stories, but I remember an insurance company, a really large insurance company, decided they were going to close their office in our market, and they called me up one day and asked me if I would handle it. And it was a, you know, it was a sale. It was north of $1 million. It was a nice building. And we did. And, you know, it was a wonderful opportunity for me. But along the line, I asked them, you know, because I was curious, why did you call me? And it was the real estate person was a CCIM. And even though they weren't a broker, they knew what it meant. And they said, you know, we did a search and we found that you were a CCIM. And I mean, that was just amazing to me that I got the opportunity to work with a multi, you know, national corporation simply because they knew what I was all about because I had that CCIM designation. Yes.
I could share a very similar story. Yeah. I had a situation where I did a listing presentation with my partner, and we went into the presentation and we spoke to a family, and it was a daughter and a father, and the father didn't speak during the entire presentation for about an hour and a half. We spoke directly with the daughter. He listened, and then you know, at the very end of the listing presentation, he only asked me one question, which was, or he asked us both the question, is either of you a CCIM? And so when I said that, you know, we actually walked away from that meeting really confident. We actually ended up getting the listing, and I think it was specifically based on the fact that I had that CCIM, because as I touched on earlier, it gives people a comfort level of a base understanding of the commercial real estate industry and what's involved with it, especially when you're on the investment side. And I would also say that, you know, what you touched on, Alex, which is that the networking component is so important. You know, once you get the PIN, the Institute national level, we hold several events per year in different cities. We also, as a chapter here in Illinois, will hold anywhere from 5 to 6 events per year, giving CCI members an opportunity to network with each other. We would do those events in the city of Chicago, but we also push towards the suburbs, and we try to get downstate as well.
Yeah, great stuff. We have to take a short break for our sponsor's sake, but when we come back, Logan, I'd like to learn a little bit more about you, our scholarship winner. Can we do that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Much more right after this.